Outside the apothecaries, Hagrid checked Harry's list again. Just your one left. Oh yeah, and I still haven't got your birthday present. Harry felt himself go red. You don't have to.
I know I don't have to. Tell you what, I'll get you an animal. Not a toads. Toads went out of fashion years ago. You'd be laughed at. And I don't like cats, they make me sneeze. I'll get you an owl. All the kids want owls, they're dead useful. Carry your post and everything.
20 minutes later, they left Eyelop's Owl Emporium, which had been dark and full of rustling and flickering jewel-bright eyes. Harry now carried a large cage which held a beautiful snowy owl, fast asleep with her head under her wing. He couldn't stop stammering his thanks, sounding just like Professor Quirrell.
Don't mention it, said Hagrid gruffly. Don't expect you've had a lot of presents from them Dursleys. Just Ollivander's left now, only place for wands. Ollivander's, and you gotta have the best wand.
A magic wand. This was what Harry had been really looking forward to.